The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Hello and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan. This week, a new Skills Week to be set up to boost the oil and gas sector. The Northeast's hydrogen revolution continues, and an Aberdeen energy firm puts its name to a national football competition. But first, a new entrant to the North Sea is expanding its portfolio. MOL Group signed an agreement to acquire a shareholding interest in assets in 6 licences with Premier Oil. It includes a mix of existing and new production and includes equity stakes in the Scott, Rochelle and Telford fields, which are operated by Nexen. It'll increase MOL's assets in the central North Sea. A new Skills Week is to take place later this year to boost the energy industry. The first ever National Oil and Gas Skills Week is being held across the UK in November, with debates, showcases and career opportunities on show to attract more people into the sector. It's being led by Opito. Their Managing Director John McDonald says it should tackle the skills gap.
National Oil and Gas Skills Week is a unique opportunity to bring together many areas of skills in the industry, and that includes school leavers, college leavers, adult returners, women into industry, the military coming in, and it's to bring this all under one big umbrella title and celebrate this and promote it over a 1 week period in November.
Now, we obviously know that Aberdeen and the North East is the focus of the oil and gas industry, but this is really covering the whole of the UK.
Well, the key is in the word national, so it's right across the country, and we're talking Central Belt in Scotland, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Norwich, the east of England, and also plans for North East and North West England, and in London too.
What support has it had so far from perhaps the governments and for oil and gas firms themselves?
Fantastic support from both governments in Westminster and in Holyrood. And then the oil and gas industry, as always, steps up to the plate when it comes to supporting events like this. So we're having, at the centre of this, there's a Doors Open Day in Aberdeen where operators and contractors will open their doors to show the fantastic innovation and work and opportunities that are there within the industry.
Excellent. Just lastly, I guess we've spoken about skill shortage in the oil and gas industry. Are we seeing any signs of that improving now? Will the events like this really boost that?
Well, that's exactly what this is designed to do, to get more women into the industry, to get adult returners in, to get the military in, and create new streams to ensure that the skills issue is reduced over the coming years.
So I guess people hearing this maybe might think for younger people, but not necessarily just for younger people. This.
No, not at all. There's lots there for younger people. There's a whole education day for younger people. But really, we are interested in getting those who used to be in the industry and would like to come back, and particularly women who want to come into the industry. And again, we're working right across the military services, and there's a good track record of the industry taking the military, ex-military, because they have the skills that we need in this industry.
The potential for fracking in Scotland may not be as big as other parts of the UK. That's according to the British Geological Survey, who've rated the estimates for the Central Belt as only modest. They've also ranked it considerably lower than the 1,300 trillion cubic feet thought to be in the north of England. Aberdeen's hydrogen revolution's stepping up a gear. The city council's announced it's to replace some existing vans with ones powered by the clean energy source to help cut pollution. It comes as 2 more hydrogen buses are delivered to the city's bus operators for use on the city streets. Infrastructure convener at the townhouse, Barney Crockett, says they're leading the way.
Well, I think we're moving. It shows the scale of the commitment of the city to, you know, sustainable transport. And I think we're world leaders in the field of hydrogen transport, and this is another huge step forward in that.
And leading Scotland within this particular vehicle that we're in at the moment.
Yes, I mean, I think that we're very early in Europe to be doing this, and definitely way ahead in Scotland. I think it's encouraging. The rest of Scotland is keen to follow. The Scottish Cities Alliance would be very keen to follow us. But I think you can see, with the international conference here, just what high profile the city has in the future of energy.
In terms of the council's vehicles, then, how big a part will these make up, these hydrogen vehicles, compared to the whole fleet?
Well, there'll be initially a small part of the fleet, but it's oaks grow from little acorns. That we'll be taking strides forward with this. As I say, it's a world-leading project, and I think it just shows Aberdeen being miles ahead in the energy field, and that's exactly where we intend to keep it.
Remind us of the benefits that this technology provides compared with what you have existing.
Well, we have some serious challenges about air pollution in the city because of things like having a harbour. Having a very busy harbour right in the heart of the city means that we get high levels of some chemicals, and there are no emissions whatsoever from us vehicles except water vapour. So, you know, we're cleaning up the environment, helping the city with its scores European wide. But also, we're showing a lead in transport as well. This is, you know, the way of the future. I think that it's very high tech, and we're leading in that high tech field.
Just lastly, are they good to go hitting the streets?
Yes, we're very well prepared. There is to be training done and things of that kind, but I think people can see the vehicles, they can see the change happening right in front of them.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
One of the largest onshore wind farms in Scotland has been officially opened. The 68-turbine scheme near Moffat in the southwest supported more than 150 jobs in its 2-year construction. Backers Scottish Power say it'll generate enough electricity to power more than 73,000 homes annually. It comes as figures appear to show a record generation of electricity from renewables in Scotland. Oil and Gas UK has opened nominations for their awards this year. The Oil and Gas UK Awards will take place at the AECC in November. It's the 8th year of the scheme, with a change in structure to the categories. A Scottish council is looking to redevelop former landfill sites as solar energy farms. Dumfries and Galloway want to reach a deal with an investment company who specialise in renewables. The local authority is investigating 4 sites in its region and their potential uses. A report says the best option long-term is to lease the sites for solar panels. Tullow Oil is set to write off hundreds of millions in US dollars for mixed results in exploration in Europe and Africa. The firm says it's had varying degrees of success in frontier basins in Norway, Mauritania and Ethiopia. The chief executive says they remain optimistic in the face of the results, with significant potential elsewhere. 5 North Sea construction workers have been disciplined for public disorder in Shetland. It comes after Petrofac staff working on the Sullom Voe site being constructed for Total were given a day off last Thursday. It was as a mark of respect following the death of a colleague. Police Scotland have told North Sound that although they carried out extra patrols in Lerwick as a result, with there being a higher than usual number of calls relating to antisocial behaviour, no arrests were made. In a statement to us, Petrofac says one worker has been sacked and 4 others are the subject of ongoing disciplinary proceedings. They've added they've been very disappointed by the behaviour and incidents like this are rare and the actions of a minority. A North Sea energy firm is to sponsor the Scottish Challenge Cup. Petrofac Training Services' name will now be attached to the tournament, which features sides from the SPFL's Championship, League 1 and League 2, as well as the champions of the Highland and Lowland Leagues. Lawrence Milne is the firm's head of business development.
It's a great opportunity for Petrofac Training Services to expand their reach throughout Scotland and to work with the SPFL on a great opportunity on sponsoring the Challenge Cup.
And what was it particularly about this tournament that Petrofac were attracted to?
I think it was a chance for us to really reach out to the Scottish football community. Many of our clients and our self-sponsors are within the football community, and it was an opportunity for us to really reach out to them and sort of have a bit of synergy with them.
And, I mean, obviously in Aberdeen, oil and gas makes up a large part of what we do, but how unusual is it for a firm such as yourselves to be sponsoring a sporting event like this?
I think we are one of the only energy companies that are currently in this area. Certainly into the Central Belt and to Edinburgh and Glasgow. I mean, obviously, there's some local energy company that's just recently sponsored Aberdeen Football Club, and I think they have some other sponsors, but nothing to this magnitude. I mean, this is a great opportunity for us to spread the word throughout Scotland about what Petrofac can do and how we can work with the SPFL.
Definitely, and as you mentioned, it's a tournament that's played across Scotland. Is that something that's going to help within, you know, really broadening and extending the business throughout the country rather than just here in the North East?
Yes, of course it is. I mean, We've done a lot of work on this, and that's why naturally we've come to the SPFL, because the involvement with the teams and engaging with the community is a huge piece for us. You know, the workforce development piece, it's not just in Aberdeen. There aren't jobs just in Aberdeen. There's a huge service industry out there that requires training, and a lot of this workforce is now coming from Glasgow, Central Belt and Edinburgh.
Total's begun development of the Endredure gas field west of Shetland. The French energy firms also bought a 60% interest in the neighbouring Glenlivet discovery. The tiebacks of those areas and Lagan Tormore are expected to add more than 65 million barrels of oil equivalent in reserves. The company says it's part of their efforts to create a new strategic hub in the region. And rounding off the week, Rolls Wood Group signed a four-year general service deal with Maersk Oil. It's for the maintenance of their existing fleet of Rolls-Royce Avon gas generators. The contract's worth more than £2 million, with the agreement including field services, accessory repair and a major overhaul of the generators. It's primarily for the Tyra field in the Danish sector of the North Sea. Don't forget, for all the latest news from the energy sector, tune into our special North Sound Energy Bulletins each weekday morning during Greg's 8 Breakfast and the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. But that's it for this week. This has been the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.